Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat for December 30th, 2011. I'm Lisa, and joining me today we have Steve, Chris, Bob, and Lauren. Welcome, everybody.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Happy birthday.
Thank
yes,
you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank
happy
you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, and no, it is not the big 5-0, Steve. Dodo head.
I was going to say you look really good.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, moving right along. Let's get going with the show. This week, what we're going to talk about is we're going to do a couple of trip reports. We've had a slew of people in Disney World, and all three, Chris, Lauren, and Bob, have all been to Disney World in the last, couple of weeks. And we're going to do some trip reviews. And we're going to go over what was good, bad, different, and let's get started. Who's got something really exciting they want to share?
Could I jump in with one of the things that happened on our last days? When we've all talked about that, which is news about the Fantasyland expansion. Well, when I was there, they had a cast member doing like a little informal kind of gathering in front of, if you've been there, you know that the big walls in the Magic Kingdom, the big construction walls, have pictures of the Fantasyland expansion. And he was doing a talk in front of that and talking about proposed opening dates. And I think basically we all knew that Little Mermaid was probably going to open over the summer. And he just basically confirmed that everything else in the Fantasyland expansion was going to open before Christmas of 2012. So if you're planning a trip, expect, you know, if I had to gamble, I would say that the Magic Little Mermaid attraction will probably be open sometime in May, wouldn't you think? Just because they wouldn't want to open it during the big summer crowds. And the rest of the expansion probably sometime in mid-fall, maybe November at the latest.
Well,
so.
See, now I'm hearing dates as far out as, you know, middle to late 2013 for the mine car. So.
You know, okay, so I didn't put this on my blog because I was a little concerned. It was the end of the discussion, and he and I were actually talking, and I was a little concerned that the information didn't make any sense. He actually said everything will be done, including the mine car ride. But that doesn't make sense to me because he also said it's just a big hole in the ground right now.
And it is. I actually saw that.
Yeah. So I don't know. Everything he said made sense except for that. So.
Yeah, I could see stuff opening except for the mine car.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't put it on my blog because I thought if I put that down, that's going to go crazy.
Well, and like Chris and I were talking earlier today, and I said that, and I think we both agreed, it's kind of smart of Disney to do it this way by staggering the opening of various attractions within the expansion. You know, it just continues to build the excitement. Each time they open something or, you know, open
people
up a section
go.
Of it, yeah, they can advertise, they get new press, people want to go, and it just builds and builds and builds. And this way it looks like they're opening a ton of stuff versus just saying we opened up, you know, a whole new part of the park. Yeah,
you're right. It's the way the public perceives it, and I think that's a good way to introduce them.
And then look at the timing with, you know, right now they're showing Beauty and the Beast all over, you know, ABC Family and on the Disney Channel. It's coming back to theaters, you know, what, I think in January, February, I think it's coming back to theaters. And so, you know, then the DVD will come out again and on Blu-ray. And by the time all of that's done, you'll have, you know, Beast Castle open and, you know, Belle's Cottage area open. So it's perfect timing. I mean, they clearly know what they're doing in terms of, you know, building excitement up. Yeah, exactly.
I'm excited. I can't wait to go. I'm hoping that we get some sort of heads up about Little Mermaid and that I can go down there. Maybe not the first weekend, but like right afterward.
Well, do you have another
maybe
trip
have to
plan?
Road trip? I do. I have. I'm going at the end of February. But I really want to go for Star Wars weekend. And I suspect it's going to be open by then.
Something should be.
Well, when you think about it, okay, so the Dueling Dumbos, the first one's going to open February 17th. We know that. We know the second one will probably be open by Easter weekend, along with the rest of the Storybook Circus. So you're going to have Goofy will be back up by then. So if all of that is done before May, I would imagine, because Little Mermaid is right next to that, I would imagine that because the only thing that's holding it up is the outside, that the outside of Little Mermaid will be done by then. So maybe they'll have soft openings in May. And it would be exciting if they could do it, you know, right around Star Wars weekend. And historically, they've actually, not to be too much of a nerd, but historically, they've actually, the two latest big openings they've had, they've done in mid-May. One, Toy Story Midway Mania, and the other one was Star Tours. So
wasn't Bob saying, I think it was Bob, saying that they had a lot of the exterior of Little Mermaid done?
It certainly looked that way, yeah. I mean, yeah. Judging from the pictures, and the last time we had seen it, they were spraying what looked like, I guess, grass or like some kind of greenery onto the outside rocks. So that section actually looked the most complete out of anything, to be honest.
The cast member who gave the talk said that the inside was fully complete, that there have been, you know, cast members given rides on the attraction, and the only thing that was holding it up was the outside. Because they have all that rock work they have to work on. And some really good pictures, if you go to WDWmagic.com, they always have really current pictures up. So you can kind of follow that progress. I don't think some of it is as good as Bob's. I think Bob got some really good pictures. But
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, you've got 6 inches.
Yeah, you've got like 6 inches on the average guy. You know, I mean, you're tall. So.
Right. And I stand on things and people.
Yes.
Exactly. And he's 6 inches taller than the average guy, too.
Yes.
Yes, really.
I think that's what she meant. Yeah.
Did we really just go there?
Yeah, yes,
my face is beet red right now.
Oh, come on! It's the last show of the year. Okay.
It may be the last show of our careers.
I know. Come on, people.
Wait, we have a career. We do. Our mouse chatters.
Cut it out.
Okay, so Chris, anything else you'd like to share that was
I don't think I
momentous?
Have anything else to say after that. Thank you, Steve.
Hey, come on, we're in Chicago. It's cold and rainy, and you guys get to go to Disney World.
That's true. I was hoping you guys would get some snow.
Yeah, we lucked out. It's not as bad as it normally is.
Yeah, we got no snow at all. Green Christmas in Chicago.
Well,
is
I
that
mean,
unusual?
It's some. I guess it's half and half. It's half and half. It didn't used to be like that. You'd be able to rely on a white Christmas every Christmas, and I guess the last 10, 15 years things have been going kind of green. So okay, we're gonna move on. And Lauren, what do you have to tell us about your trip? Oh wait, Chris, you need to tell us where you stayed and give just a quick. Brief overview on, you know, how you found everything to be as far as service and quality and cleanliness.
I stayed the first night we stayed at All Star Movies, and the kids loved it. And it was really funny because the next night we went into a 2-bedroom at Boardwalk Villas, and the reaction the kids had to the two resorts is really funny. And I think it's kind of in keeping with what I hear from a lot of parents is that the kids love the values. I mean, my kids were walking around going, Cars, you know, Toy Story. They were so excited. And they get to Boardwalk and they're like, heh. You know, I, on the other hand, vastly preferred Boardwalk, which was, of course, you know, a deluxe resort, and it's huge. And there was plenty of room in the villa. I mean, it was incredible. Let's see, All Star Movies, very clean, easy check-in, no problems at all. I always find the values are pretty easy to check in, very quick. When we got to Boardwalk, I had done online check-in there, but it didn't matter. They were just sort of, you know, checking everyone in wherever, and it was an easy check-in as well. Both rooms were, you know, as I said, they were immaculate, as always, good housekeeping. You cannot beat the location of Boardwalk. And it took me a while to sort of enjoy the resort because We usually stay at Animal Kingdom Lodge, and I know where everything is, and I love the theming of that resort. So it took me like 3 or 4 days before I got into Boardwalk. But you can't beat being able to walk to Hollywood Studios and to walk to Epcot. I mean, it's about 15 minutes either way. And I think if I had to have one downside of Boardwalk, it would be the lack of quick service location. That was kind of a pain. So, but yeah, it was a great resort. Cast members this time, they ran the gamut. I mean, about 90% of the cast members we dealt with were stellar. They were really, really great. There was one guy in the Magic Kingdom. He's just lucky what he said to me, because some other parent might have been really offended by the comment he made about their child. Yeah, he
okay,
was.
Okay, you don't leave it vague like that. Come on.
So we're in Pico's Bills, and my husband had to work a lot this trip, and so I had all three kids in the Magic Kingdom that morning, and I took them to lunch, and you know, 2 4-year-olds and a 9-year-old, that's a lot to manage in a theme park. And so we go into Pico's Bills, and they're kind of jumping around and they're excited, and particularly the twins, because they're twins, they like to kind of wrestle and stuff. And so this cast member, he was probably about 19 or 20. He looks at my kid, he goes, "Wow, they're really hyperactive." I was like, okay, that's probably not the best thing to say to a mom. And I actually told him that. I'm like, you know, you're kind of lucky that you said that to me and not to someone else, because I'm not going to run down to City Hall and complain about you, but some other mom might. And he was kind of like, oh. But yeah, he was really the only bad one. We actually had some great...
That's not that bad. It's just inappropriate.
It's not the best thing. It's a little inappropriate.
Yeah, you don't do that. And he was probably just trying to be friendly and like, wow, they have a lot of energy, but he used the wrong word.
Well, that would have been a better thing to say than,
right.
Wow, they're
yeah,
really hyperactive.
Definitely your wording.
Yeah. But, and you know, like I said, I was just kind of like, look, you know, you better watch who you say it to, because somebody else might not appreciate that. But Eric got sick in Crystal Palace, and
In Crystal Palace or from Crystal
yeah,
Palace?
In Crystal Palace. Ugh. He got sick in there. It turns out he was sick. So like the last couple of days of the trip, he and Kevin stayed in the room while I just took the twins around. And he got sick in Crystal Palace. And so I went over to the Main Street Emporium to get him some clean clothes, because it was all over him. And so I'm standing there with like $50 worth of sweatpants and a t-shirt, which honestly I didn't want to buy, right? I mean, nobody wants to spend that kind of money on sweatpants. And I was kind of flustered, and the cast member asked me, you know, oh, how's your day, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, my kid just got sick on himself in Crystal Palace. And she goes, oh, just a minute. And she called over her manager, and they gave me the clothes for free. And
wow.
That's a little – yeah. And that's a little thing. But you, as a cast member, they probably can't know how much of your day that made, because the day was already hard. And then to have somebody just kind of go beyond – you know, and to just give you the outfit for free, made my kid more comfortable. And it meant that it didn't cut into my souvenir budget. I mean, I spent that money there later, but you know, it wasn't on something I didn't need, like sweatpants and a t-shirt. So I thought that was, I was really touched by that. And I went right to City Hall and left a comment card for her, because I know that that's a good thing. So, I'm trying to think of what else. We used the Sandcastle Club at Beach Club one night. That was excellent. And if you don't know what that is, that's a kids club. And there's several of them on property. The kids loved it. They had a wonderful time. And we went out to eat without them at Yachtsman, which is pretty good. So that was my trip, basically.
Nice. Very nice. I'm envious.
Thank you. It was a good time, except, you know, the sick kid part.
Yeah. You thought of us, though, right? You missed us.
I did. No, you know what's weird? When we would go to the parks with my family and I, my husband and the kids, I would love to have like a couple of hours at night when I could go out by myself and just get a little tiny break and enjoy the parks. And this time when I was out, I kept thinking, wow, you know, usually when I come here, I'm with Bob or with people from Mouse Chat or whatever. I was like, I kind of miss being around other people. You know, I used to enjoy being alone, but I guess I got used to having friends there. So yeah, I did think of you guys.
We'll grow on you like mold.
Yeah,
I thought
of you
guys when I was taking pictures with Duffy. I don't know why you guys, it just hit me out of nowhere.
I can't imagine why Duffy would make you think of us.
I don't either.
Lauren and I couldn't meet up. We kept trying, but it just didn't happen.
Yeah, it never panned out.
Yeah.
I had a stressful time. Like early on, just because we were there for cheerleading initially. So we had a lot of people. Yeah, that was awesome. My girls took first place. We had so many people there that we knew that we were running into, and I was with family, and it just complicated it a little bit. So
I'm sure you got over it.
I did. I still had a great time. I didn't even want to come home. So that tells you how complicated it was for me.
Oh, I know, because you were all like sad that last day.
I really was. I did not want to come home.
So tell us where you stayed. Sorry, Bob.
I stayed at the Contemporary, which was fabulous. I loved it. I got upgraded from the Garden Wing to the Tower. We had a Bay Lake view. We were right over Chef Mickey, which if I stayed there, I would definitely recommend to people to request not to be over Chef Mickey.
Yes, we get a lot of that.
But it was beautiful. I loved staying in the Tower. I'm not sure if I would have loved it if I stayed in the Garden Wing. I don't know. I really, really liked the Tower. The rooms were spectacular. The view was spectacular. We were able to see the fireworks in Epcot from our room at night. We could go out on the front and watch on the fourth floor. We could go out in the front and watch the Wishes fireworks. And then we had the very interesting the water show that came by at night, the electrical light water pageant.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, which by the way, very lame.
It's the original, that's why
it is, but it's lame.
Yeah, it's lame. All right, it's lame, but
I love it, but it was very lame. I hadn't seen it in a very long time, so I don't think I'd pay for the Bay Lake view for that.
No,
but It was wonderful. The hotel was great. The staff was great. I can't say enough nice things. Loved the room. We were on the ninth floor. It was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful. I highly recommend it. And before I went there, I would have never. It wasn't really my first choice.
All right, let's go to Bob. Bob always has a lot to say, so let us know.
I really don't. I mean, because I was only, I mean, I was only there, you know, I pop in and out.
Right.
I will say, you know, I did get the chance to meet up with Chris, and she had a lot of unused dining credits. I kind of like the idea of the dining plan as far as, you know, you've paid for your food in advance, so you can just go and pick it up and you know they swipe the card and it's done.
It's very convenient.
That is very, very convenient, and it was especially convenient when, you know, she was giving me her dining credits to use.
Yeah.
You know, and free food. So that was a little different perspective for me. So that is, I do like the convenience of knowing that it's paid for and then you don't have to shell out the money right then and there.
Well, that's something you probably don't have much experience with, is the dining plan.
Right. I mean, because, you know, I'm there for a day or 2 days. And
well, you have that, and yeah, you don't spend the night, but you also don't buy tickets.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's true.
And I use the Tables in Wonderland card, so.
Right.
You know.
Can I just say, though, that I have a post coming up about this, because I was very depressed about my unused dining plan credits, because I sort of agonized over buying the plan this time, because I thought, well, what if something goes wrong? What if we don't use them? The kids are at a weird age. And so I came home, and of course I kept all my receipts because I like to to compare them for things that I'm going to write later. And you know what? Even losing out on 2 table service credits and a handful of quick service, I still came out ahead. So, so I like the dining plan even more now.
Now, that was because your son got sick, so you missed some reservations?
Yeah, I did. I missed 2 table service. My husband and my oldest son missed 2 table service meals. Or 1 each, so it was 2 credits. So, and then we missed a bunch of quick service, like maybe 5.
Wow.
So
I should have.
The quick service are here.
I had a different perspective this time because I wasn't able to get the dining plan, and I hated every minute for every.
I remember.
Swear it was torture. Every time I had to pay for something, it was torture.
So how is it easier, I mean, psychologically easier to pay
ahead
a
huge
lump sum ahead of time?
Right. It is.
Well, do you know where it works out better?
A savings.
It is. And here's what I figured out. You save money because, okay, first of all, say you're staying for a week. And in our case, we had 5 people. We broke even just by the quick service, the snacks, and 4 of the table service meals we ate, we broke even. Because while you can say to yourself, like you can eat cheaper, right? You can say, I'm not buying any table service meals because they're too expensive. But the fact is, unless you bring all of your meals into the parks, you're going to have to pay for quick service. And quick service is very expensive. I mean,
well, yeah, breakfast alone for myself and my 2 kids was $30.
Right, and that's eating kind of light because, I mean, there were quick service locations where we would have spent easily $50, and that's not including the desserts because we never eat the quick service desserts. So you're kind of in already, if that makes sense, because of the quick service. So why not enjoy your vacation and throw in this table service as well?
You know what? Since we're talking about the dining plans, can we do a quick recap on how things are going to change for next year? We're kind of talking about end of this year, new things for next year. What's going to happen to the plan for next year?
Well, the biggest thing is on the quick service plan, you're losing one of those snacks.
Yeah.
So the price didn't go up, and you're still getting 2 quick service meals, but instead of 2 snacks, you're just getting 1.
And you're getting still a mug. Get the drink mug.
Yeah, everybody gets a drink mug now.
Yeah,
that's the other change.
On that
the,
makes it easier.
Yes,
and
that
I have
was
to
long
say,
overdue.
That was another thing, by the way. Never used the refillable drink mug. I did this time. Mm-hmm. Also thought that was a good one.
Did you find you use the refillable drink mug because the Contemporary has such accessible quick service?
Absolutely.
Because I don't think I would have used it at Boardwalk.
Yeah, I think it depends on the resort. Yeah, I mean, like beach club, yacht club, it's kind of spread out. You know, you may have to walk quite a ways to get to the, place where you can, just the layout of the Contemporary being like a giant toaster, that's what it looks like to me, like a toaster. It's right there. You know, you just go down a few floors and easy access. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I would do at night. In the morning, I would go down. My girls would still be sleeping. I'd go down. I'd get a cup of coffee. I'd come back up. They'd still be sleeping. I'd go out on the balcony with my computer and do a little work and have my coffee and kind of go on from there. It was nice.
But, I mean, the weather was really, really nice. We've had unseasonably warm temperatures for December, I mean, as compared to the last couple of years. So, I mean, it's been in the upper 70s, low 80s, which is really, really nice. I mean, I think it's now starting to get a little colder and fall into, the mid-60s this week during the day. So... That's still a lot better than a lot of other places.
Yeah. I think the weather last week, the week that we were there, was probably the best December weather I've ever had.
Usually
it's a lot chillier. So.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I mean, we always tell people, because that question comes up a lot, how do I pack for December?
It's a crapshoot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bring everything. because you might need shorts, you might need pants, you might need shorts in the morning and pants at night.
Parka.
And a parka. Yeah, you might need long johns. Who knows?
Oh, heck, last year we were in long johns and heavy winter coats, and we were still cold.
Right. Yeah, we had gloves and hats on last year.
And seeing that's what surprises people about Orlando, even people coming from places like, you know, up north where it gets cold, and they think, well, you know, if it falls down to 50, 40, it's not going to be bad. But it gets cold in Central Florida, and I don't know if it's the wind or
it's
what it is.
It's just that wet cold. Yeah. You know, it feels so damp all the time.
Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, it was nice. I mean, I mean, there's not much to say about the holidays that we haven't said.
It was wonderful. It was a good, like, solid visit. One thing was last year we didn't get the chrysanthemums that were – or not chrysanthemums, but the big red flowers. Why am I drawing a blank?
Poinsettias.
Poinsettias.
Poinsettias, yeah. We didn't get those last year because of the cold weather. This year they were everywhere, and it was nice to see
them.
It was
beautiful, yeah.
Oh, Lauren, I wanted to ask you, did you make it up to Wizarding World of Harry Potter at all?
I did. We went that Monday that we were there. It was really good. I got to have butter beer, which was
frozen
fun.
Frozen or regular?
I actually went with the regular, but I tried the frozen because my cousin got frozen.
Okay.
But
it's so good.
It was really good, and I loved the ride.
Yes, Forbidden Journey is amazing.
That was one of the coolest rides. It was really good. It was just different, unique, nothing like I've ever been on.
Right. I honestly think it's a blend of Soarin and Spider-Man.
Yeah, but it's darker.
Well, yeah, it's darker, but just technology-wise. I mean, I would love to see more attractions do that. So good. Good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. So
yeah, we actually, Universal had no waits. We had 10-minute wait for Harry Potter.
That's incredible.
And we were there, and that was at like 11 o'clock in the morning.
That's really incredible.
Yep.
Because usually by that point.
We did both parks in one day and hit pretty much everything.
Yeah.
We had no waits. Walked on everything.
Yeah, I mean, I have, you know, favorites in each of Universal's two parks. I could probably do them all in one day if I got an early start. Yeah.
But yeah, it was good though. We had a good time in Universal. We did SeaWorld this time too, which I have not done since I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And SeaWorld, oh my God, I loved it. It was really unique.
Did you get to check out their new show, One Ocean, the Shamu show?
Oh my God, it was awesome.
Okay, so even the fact that the trainers aren't in the water?
It didn't matter. The show was phenomenal.
Okay.
I mean, I don't have anything to compare it to because, again, haven't seen it in 20 years, so haven't been there for 20 years. So for me to compare it to anything, I just thought the show was phenomenal, though. That show, I thought, was worth the price of admission.
Wow. Well, I mean, they are gearing it towards, you know, not having trainers in the water, at least temporarily, depending on what the outcome of that, you know, OSHA hearing is. So...
And the Journey to Atlantis ride was really cool.
Yeah, that is a very cool attraction. So, oh, and crowds, Steve, to answer your question, I didn't think, you know, overall, you know, I don't think the crowds were that bad.
I thought crowds were pretty good.
Yeah, in Disney they were too. It was the only one that we had a problem with was the last day, but that was just because we went to the Magic Kingdom for convenience, knowing that it was going to be crowded.
Now, go ahead, sorry.
The funny thing is that Saturday, which was your last day, was actually pretty crowded, and then Sunday the crowds went down a little bit. They kind of picked up around 3, 4 o'clock, but we were on our way out of the parks at that point and on our way home. So, but I thought it was a great week for crowds. I've heard people say, oh, that week was so much more crowded than I expected. But honestly, I thought it was good. We didn't wait for anything.
No, we didn't either.
Fast passes were easy to get. You know, even Peter Pan, your fast pass return time would be like 90 minutes later, which is really good.
So what were your days?
What were your dates of travel?
Oh, I was there the 11th to the 17th.
I was there the 10th through the 18th.
Okay. Yeah, those are the good dates to go.
Yeah. Those are good dates. Great.
Before the Christmas holiday starts Rush, and all the crowds come.
Now, I'll be there New Year's Eve, but I am apparently insane. So
yes, well, we already know
news
that.
Flash.
I have to say, though, I was telling Chris this. I was watching people with FastPass, and I wanted to help everybody. I felt so bad for some of these people. It was painful to watch.
Do you know, it's... Oh, go ahead.
People just don't get the whole FastPass thing. They really don't. You know, they need a tutorial.
It's so helpful, and yet people don't know it.
They don't get it.
It's there, or how to use it.
Like, my girls, we actually got on Space Mountain, and we walked into the... This was Saturday when it was really crowded there. We walked into the Magic Kingdom. We looked at the FastPass return time. It was a 50-minute wait for the ride. The FastPass return time was less than an hour from then. So we fast-passed it. We went somewhere else. We came back. We got online. The girls were like, we walked all the way through, you know, to the line, through the line for the FastPass. And my daughters looked at me, and they were like, don't they get the whole FastPass thing? Now, this is my 10-year-old. Mm-hmm. They were like, don't people, why do they wait online? Don't they get their tickets a FastPass? I'm like, I don't know. Like, I was watching people FastPass, like Mickey's PhilharMagic. I'm like, really?
No.
You're wasting it on that?
it is kind of a situation where you can waste a FastPass.
Yes.
Because it's going to tie up your time for anywhere from 1 to 3 hours.
Right.
Right. So so use your FastPasses on your, you know, your major attractions. Don't use them on something like PhilharMagic where the auditorium fits 400 people.
Exactly.
You're going to be able to get in. Exactly. And PhilharMagic, for whatever reason, is not all that popular of a show, which is a shame because it's a very good show.
It's a great show.
Right. Yeah.
I think there's just so much going on around it that it gets overlooked. Because we never go, and it is good.
We always go.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, it's a must-do for us.
The kids love it. They're always reaching out.
Don't fast-pass it.
Right,
no.
Right. Exactly, yeah. So,
I have to admit, I reached out to Lisa. It's embarrassing. I do that in Muppets. I'm like, why did I do that? I'm such a dork.
Well, I mean, that's still better than the people who are taking pictures with their camera.
Yeah, expecting to get 3D effects.
Right, and I think we covered
that. Oh, you don't? You're kidding. Donna didn't tell me about that.
Yeah, well, you didn't ask, so we covered it on the show.
I thought we did, yeah.
Yes,
do
we
you
did.
Do you find that, and I guess this would be all of us, do you find that you have a hard time not taking off your travel agent hat? Because, somebody will say something stupid behind me stupid behind me while I'm in line, and I'll be like, you know. Bite and it's like, why do I do that, you know? Like, this lady, I started talking to this lady, and she was like a grandmother there with her daughter and her grandkids. And she said to me, do you think, you know, we were told the crowds clear out right before Christmas. And I was like, no, not really. And I took out my Touring Plans app, and I was like, here's the projected crowd levels for the rest of your trip. And I mean, I felt really bad because she looked at me like, thanks a lot. But at the same time, you kind of are like, you know, do some research, you know.
Yeah.
Listen to a podcast. I think I gave her my card.
Or call an agent.
Yeah. But it's kind of like, you know, and like I said, I felt bad. I'm like, yeah, this tends for the rest of the week. Sorry.
Well, but here's the thing. I mean, I don't know. I mean, yes, I kind of find it hard, but at the same time, there's no convincing people. You know, they're going to believe whatever they want to believe.
Correct.
So,
so,
you know, if I'm on a monorail and I hear somebody say, gee, you know, I hope it gets to, you know, Universal soon, I'm just going to keep my mouth shut, because you are going to be going around on an endless loop passing the Grand Floridian all day long. Waiting to get to Universal. Because, you know, I've tried to tell people, they're separate parks. Okay, Legoland is not inside, you know, Walt Disney World.
You know,
these are all separate companies. You need separate tickets. You cannot get there from here. Or, you know, I've seen people arguing with cast members that there was a monorail to the Magic Kingdom. You know,
yeah.
I mean, just literally insisting with the cast member. Well, no, we took the monorail here this morning. And, you know, finally the cast member says, you know
what?
Right. You know what? You're right. You know, we disassembled it while you were in the park.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah. You know, we took it all down. We put it in boxes and we shoved
it
into a storage.
We're just trying to mess with you.
Yeah.
Now we're going to mess with those over at Animal Kingdom. And they're going
yes, I want to help. But, you know, if you had wanted that help, you would have sought it out in the first place.
Well, I don't think everybody knows to seek the help out.
They don't know how difficult it is.
They don't realize how bad it is. Yeah. Or not how bad it is, but how hard it can be.
I don't think people understand that there are resources you can go to. So, you know, unless you're Googling and you accidentally stumble upon something like Disboards or another website that's reliable, you're probably not going to have the best information. And I remember once Len Testa, who wrote The Unofficial Guide, I was listening to his podcast, and he said less than 1% of people buy The Unofficial Guide. Now, I think if you went to any of our bookcases, we would have one. And I think the assumption we make is that everyone reads that before they go to Disney World at least the first time. But no, less than 1% of visitors read that book.
I mean,
so
there's a reason that Disney on all of their commercials says, you know, call 407-W-Disney or contact your travel agent.
Yeah, but does anyone pay attention to that part of the commercial?
Well, then whose fault is that?
Well, people don't understand travel agents these days.
No,
that's true.
They think I can book Disney without a travel agent. What
and
do
they
I need
think
one?
That it's going to cost them money, which It doesn't. You know.
No.
Not if you're using a reputable agency. Right. Yeah.
No, some agencies will charge. And, you know, just to get anything answered, they're going to charge you.
Right.
But many of them don't.
So, I fully expect that there will be people that I will run into on New Year's Eve in the park who will be shocked by the crowds.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I could understand being shocked by the Christmas crowds just because I think most people assume people stay home for Christmas. I can't understand being shocked by the New Year's Eve crowds. People go out for New Year's Eve.
We lunch at Tusker House, which we ate breakfast at Tusker House.
Oh, my gosh. I loved that. Did you like it?
Did you? I wasn't crazy about it. I thought it was okay.
Oh, I thought it was fantastic. Plus, any place that has donuts, unlimited donuts, gets huge
Although
points.
Although the donuts were good, I agree.
They were good. They were like, you know, very fresh.
My kids love the chocolate chip croissants there.
I liked all the food there. I loved how it was very energetic. Characters were great. I would go back there every time now. And I have to also say, I have a totally new appreciation of Animal Kingdom. So, because we actually went there briefly during AEP in August, and I was kind of like, I was probably a little nervous because I knew they were going to make me go on Space Mountain that night, so I couldn't really enjoy it. And then, so I had really not been in Animal Kingdom that often. And then during October, we did that 5K through there, and I got to see some of the theming, and I was like, I have to go back. And we went back there one day with the kids, and I think that was their favorite day. They had such a good time, and the theming is so incredible. Oh, just the theming is so incredible. And that Boneyard playground area, that was fun even for us. We were like climbing up and going down the slides. It was fantastic.
We did Rafiki's Planet Watch this time, which I think had my kids been younger, would have been great for them.
Hmm.
But it was different. It was cool. It was definitely worth going up to.
It's really cool if you can catch them on a day where they're actually doing a veterinary
which they weren't.
You know, treatment. Yeah, if they're doing a treatment on an animal, I mean, some people have you know, seen them do tooth extractions on lions or blood draws, and you know, kind of neat.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I have never gone up there. Never. And I was like, we're going up there this time. And it was pretty cool. It was something different to do. I tried to do some different things this time.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think we've talked in the past on this show, and I don't think Animal Kingdom gets its you know, fair treatment from a lot of people.
No.
You know, a lot of people don't appreciate it. It really is. I mean, it's beautifully themed, and
the plants are fantastic.
A full day out of it. I mean, the shows are great there. Yeah. There's a lot to see and do. I mean, it's not just, you know, a safari ride or whatnot. And now it looks like, according to one of our listeners, that the Yeti has been taken out.
You know, it's funny because it was down the whole day we were there.
Well, according to one of our listeners on the podcast, she posted on our Facebook page, she was looking forward to seeing the disco.
Did they say it was taken out
Yeti.
Or covered?
It's gone now. So this is from Monique. Yeah, she had posted that it wasn't there. And a couple other people commented and said, it was just an empty hollow spot, very underwhelming. And
that's like your heart.
So I don't know. I mean, hopefully hopefully. And I don't know. I mean, she asked a cast member and was told that he's in the hospital for too much dancing fever. So hopefully Disco Yeti is on the mend and they have a way of fixing him and bringing him back to his former glory that doesn't involve a strobe light. so that would be great. But yeah, I'm sorry you missed out. That's too bad. But even, you know, even Expedition Everest aside, even Safari Ride aside or Dinosaur, take any of those out. I still think it's a great park. And
yeah, I agree.
You know,
one thing not my number one park. It's still not my favorite park, but I'm finding I can spend more time there.
Yeah. Well, I think too, if you have little kids, and I mean like 10 and under, really. And they need to stretch their legs and run around. Because a lot of times in the parks, you know, you are walking. But there's also a lot of places where kids can't touch and they can't move. And if you go into the Boneyard, you know, they have that huge playground, all those slides. It's like the best playground you've ever been to times 10. And then you cross over and they have that big dig area. And kids can spend forever in there. I mean, my kids just went in. And I just sat there and watched them, and it was really an enjoyable afternoon.
Yeah.
The only downside is you don't have real straws there, and you don't realize how much
paper straws
until they give you a paper straw. Yeah, it's disconcerting.
Try drinking a margarita out of that.
Yeah.
It's better than nothing, though. It really is.
Yeah, because they used to not have straws at all.
Yeah.
At one point, they didn't have straws.
Really? I'd almost go without a straw before I, you know.
Yeah, I don't use the straws there because I don't like the papery taste that you get from it.
The texture's weird.
Yeah, the texture is very strange. But, you know, that doesn't really bother me. I realize they do it for the
animals.
Animals, so.
Those animals. They're so self-centered.
And yes, they're real.
Joke.
You know.
Oh, my God. I can't tell you how many people I've had to tell that to.
What?
Really? Like they're not real. Yeah, what is that?
What?
People think that they're not real.
A lot of people think the animals on the safari ride are not real. Trust me, they're real.
Yes.
See, I've never heard that.
I was chased by a lion once.
Yeah. I was chased by a giant Duffy. It was incredible.
There was an alien there too, I think.
Yes. Yeah, it's all on the same day. It was incredible. It was one of the worst days of my life. No, I mean the animals there are very real. I mean, there's a lot of stuff on the safari that's not real. I mean, those ostrich eggs are never going to hatch.
I noticed they're in the same place every time.
You know, those termite mounds, you know, those look the same. But yes,
those
everything
aren't real.
Else there.
I was kind of hoping they were.
No, those are not real. But, yeah,
you know,
no problem.
You know where else we ate this time, which I haven't eaten at since my girls were little? Chef Mickey.
How did you
I have to say, I was – the characters are great. I love the characters. But the food itself, I don't think it's my favorite character meal.
Was it lunch or?
I did breakfast, but
yeah,
I have
I'm
to be honest.
Impressed.
I think Crystal Palace breakfast is a little bit better.
I would agree.
That's pretty good. We actually ate at Crystal Palace for breakfast and for lunch, as it turned out. We just sort of switched our schedule around a little bit. And what's that?
How was the lunch?
The lunch was pretty bad.
Really?
It really was. Yeah, it was. The breakfast was fantastic, and the character interaction at both meals was really good. The lunch was not good. And the last time I was there before that, the lunch was pretty good. So I don't know if they were just overwhelmed that day or what, but it was pretty bad. I mean, I really had a tough time finding anything that was just beyond acceptable, you know?
Yeah.
So
believe it or not, that's how I thought Akershus was. Not Akershus. Really? 1900 Park Fair's dinner. I was not overly impressed with.
So you went there this time as well?
We did 1900 Park Fair, and we also did Akershus for lunch.
Okay.
And Akershus meal was phenomenal for lunch. 1900 Park Fair dinner was But the characters were great. Loved the characters. They were hysterical.
Did you do any signature restaurants?
No, we did mostly buffets and character meals.
Okay. We actually went to Yachtsman, which I had been waiting to try for a really, really long time. And I know Bob and Donna have gone there before. It was pretty good. You know, it's very casual. It's definitely not super fancy. Like, to me, Citrico's is a little, like, I wouldn't probably bring a child there unless I didn't have an alternative. But to me, I thought Yachtsman was pretty family friendly. And the food was really good. We had steak. Which I guess most people have. It was good. I'd definitely go back.
Yeah,
I've eaten there three times, and I'd say two out of three times were really good. One of the times we were there, the meat was not seasoned well; it was over seasoned. Mm-hmm. But you know,
part of mine was a little over seasoned too.
Yeah, I think it just depends on what chef you get working on your steak.
Somebody who's like a little free with the seasoning, with a shaker, you know? I think my guy was a little wild. I mean, it was still really good, and it was only on one part of the steak, but it was a little much.
Yeah, and it was weird because we ate there, I think, twice in 1 week because it was so good, actually, the first time that we canceled a reservation at one place to book there again, and it was a completely different experience. So it's it just really depends on, I think, who you get.
I will say the service was really good. I mean, and I find that to be true, you know, at any table service restaurant in Disney, but it was very good service. So we went to some place I had never been, which is 50s Primetime Cafe in Hollywood Studios.
Love it.
And
do you really?
Really? I love it.
I wouldn't give it a love it. I love the decor. You know, our waitress wasn't playing the game. You know, she was just basically like, hi, I'm Aunt So-and-so. What do you have?
But what's the point?
I know, but that's okay because we were kind of, you know, whatever. But the one next to us was entertaining everybody. She was engaging with everyone, and she even told us, get your elbows off the, you know, and where are you from, and just funny stuff. And we liked it from that perspective.
It's not fair when you see someone that's really good and you're like, why isn't my server doing anything to engage us?
Yeah, we were inclined to give her a pass. You know, we didn't care too much. Kevin had the fried chicken, which was super good, and I had the roast beef, which was just okay. I think if you're going there and you want the best thing on the menu, get the fried chicken.
The fried chicken is amazing, and for about $20, you get a huge portion. I mean, you really do.
Yeah, it is. In fact, Kevin was and my husband is skinny, and he can eat anything he wants. And he was just like, "Oh God, you know, I can't eat anymore." I'm like, "Are you kidding? You of all people?" So yeah, I mean, you could easily split that meal.
Yeah, it's definitely good, but I agree that it depends on a lot depends as far as atmosphere. On who your server is, because if they're not really into it, or if people at your table aren't into it, you know, your server might be, but if you're not, it doesn't really work. So you kind of have to be engaging, and so do they.
Yeah. Right. Well, and the other thing I thought is that she was probably too young to be mom. You know, whereas the other lady was probably in her 60s, and so she could feel like mom to everybody. But the woman who waited on us was a young woman.
Well, sometimes and you so get an older sister.
Like, yeah. Yeah, or exactly. Cousin. And I think she did. You know, and I think she said she was a cousin. I think you're right, Bob. Mm-hmm. But she just wasn't, you know, that into it. But that's okay. That's right. No big deal.
No, the only negative I had with primetime is they – you know, we checked in and then they somehow lost our reservation. So we're waiting and waiting and waiting. And I'm finally seeing people that have checked in after us being seated. And yeah, they had like no record of us. And the woman said, yeah, I remember checking you in. I said, yeah, we're still here. So, so I mean, but again, not necessarily. I mean, just one of those things that happens and you know.
Yeah.
But I like 50s primetime. I mean, there's not a lot of good places, I think, to eat at Hollywood Studios in general. But I like...
Except for Brown Derby, which is good.
Yes,
yeah, that was really good.
Brown Derby is very good. But no, 50s primetime is very good. And I mean, we've talked before. I still think they could do something with a Star Wars-themed restaurant and do a character meal. But
wouldn't that be incredible?
Oh, it would be awesome, but...
And, you know, the one thing you hear over and over and over again from, and we were talking about this on Facebook today, is there's nothing for boys. You know, I mean, sure, boys could go to Chef Mickey's or to, you know, Crystal Palace, but there's nothing specifically to really appeal to the boys. And a Star Wars themed breakfast or something would be great.
Or you know, if they didn't want to do that, Toy Story. I mean, you know, yeah. or Pixar, just a Pixar. Mm-hmm. I mean, because Pixar could even be neutral. You
yeah,
know,
exactly.
I mean, and
Star
that
Wars
would be
great.
Oh, and I mean, with the Jedi Academy, you take that ABC commissary yes. and you make that a Star Wars themed character meal. Man, they could just clean up. They put that in for Star Wars weekends. Hand it over fist, they'd be making money. But
it would be really hard to serve people if you were dressed up like a clone trooper, though.
Yeah.
Think about how difficult that uniform would be.
Yeah, how hot that would be.
Can I just tell all of you the highlight of my trip? So my 9-year-old son, he's a huge fan of Star Wars, but he's not a huge fan of his 4-year-old sister. They're always fighting. So he went up to do Jedi Training Academy, and he gets up there and he says to the Jedi who's running the academy, he says, I have something I want to say. And the guy said, oh, you have something you want to say. And Eric says, I would like to give my sister to the dark side. That was the funniest thing ever. That totally made our trip. So, and we didn't coach him to do it. It was just cute. So,
and that funny. Was the highlight of your trip? The highlight of your trip wasn't hanging out with me.
Hanging out with you was great too. I really enjoyed that night, but it was cute. And it was especially funny because Darth Vader started looking around for my daughter, and she hops out of the stroller and hides behind it, screaming her head off.
Aww.
She kind of deserved it because she's really mean to him. So yeah, that's cute.
Okay, I'm going to move things along. Bob, do you have that listener question?
Well, it was more of a listener comment, but... this is from Ryan, and it says, hey, Mouse Chatters, I just wanted to write this to give you all a big thanks. For the past year, I've been listening to your podcast with the hopes of being ready for my vacation that I just completed this past week. My girlfriend and I decided to go to WDW for our 2-year anniversary. Well, happy anniversary. We are big Disney people and have made several trips to Disneyland. However, as you all know, WDW is a totally different beast. I wanted to let you know that our trip was a total success, and thanks to many of your tips and advice, we had one of the best vacations ever. Awesome. Everything that you have all said... and wrote to me in emails was dead on. Everything from the shows like Fantasmic and Illuminations to Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party and the Castle Lighting Show were spot on. Your restaurant suggestions were great and very tasty, might I add. Disney will always have a special place in my heart, and trips like that really reinforce how special of a place it really is. Leaving is always the saddest part, but knowing that this trip can become a yearly thing is something I look forward to. As long as we keep going to the parks, I will for sure be listening to the podcast. Thanks for all of your time and great insight. I know my trip was everything and more. Thanks to you guys, Ryan.
Yay! Aww. Go Chatters!
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you. And, wow, after this mess of a show.
We've recorded worse.
Don't think badly of us after this one.
Yeah.
Everybody, this was a 4-hour show, and it's condensed down now probably to 20 minutes.
You know what, though? It can't be as bad as that one Christmas one that you had to cut down.
So, end of the year, you know, we're allowed one, you know. Anyway. Whatever.
It does. I mean, you know what? It does mean a lot when people write in and we've said this before, it's hard because we sort of do this in a vacuum, and it's not like anyone ever wants to meet up with us in the park, Charlie. So, you know, it's hard to know what people think of the podcast, and, you know, so it's great to get input.
Mm-hmm. I agree, and we appreciate comments and questions and whatnot. So
yeah, we like to know you're out there.
So
and that we're not completely embarrassing ourselves with these chats.
We are.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, I guess maybe we are.
But you know what, Lauren?
As long as you enjoy it, that's all that matters.
Lauren and I got recognized in Via Napoli by Charlie, who is a listener, and he didn't say hi because I think he was scared. But it's like now we're not totally anonymous. So we. Yeah, you didn't know that? He saw you and me. Yeah.
And we didn't see each other. What's wrong with this picture?
No. Charlie spotted both of us at Via Napoli that night. We were both there, although we didn't see each other. And he put it, I guess Bob, did he put it on Facebook and you saw it? Because Bob texted me and he said, Charlie just saw you. And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
So I told my husband, I was like, a fan recognized me. I felt Angelina Jolie, only shorter and fatter. And
she has a lot more kids than you do.
Yeah, she does, doesn't she?
Yes.
Three more, yeah.
Yeah. So, but she also has like a lot of help. But no, she. I guess Charlie.
And Brad Pitt.
You were on the phone. Yeah, that's there you go. But she also had a relationship with Billy Bob Thornton. So, you know, consider yourself lucky.
How do you know I didn't?
Well, yeah, I
lived in Arkansas for a while.
But yeah, I guess Charlie did actually see you on the phone, but he felt like, you know, he didn't want to interrupt you, and so, but yeah,
he saw who on the phone? Me?
He saw Chris on the phone, and then I think he alluded to having seen you, Lauren, as well.
On the Facebook page.
So that's great. I mean, and I've met one or two Mouse Chat people as well.
We'll have to get some shirts made, and whenever we go to the parks, we'll have to walk around in our Mouse Chat shirts. And if any one of you see us, you'll have to stop and say, hey.
Spot a Mouse Chatter, win a prize.
Hey, I didn't say anything about a prize. I just said, hey.
Win a prize
Wait, Chris and Bob both have extra Duffy Bears now.
Yes.
But they cherish those.
That's true.
Can I just say that the lady I bought breakfast for her and her daughter, because I needed to spend those table service credits, and I would be darned if I was going to give them back to Disney. Not that I have anything against Disney, but you know. Anyway, I bought breakfast for this woman and her daughter, and she was like, oh, that's so generous. And I'm like, oh, well, here's my card. And I gave her the Mouse Chat card, so hopefully she'll listen.
Oh, and Chris, that reminds me, while we're talking about people, Pat, you and I ran into Pat at the Writer's Stop. Or the writer shop at Hollywood Studios, and he's a cast member there, and he's also I think he said he was a ride supervisor on Forbidden Journey at Islands of Adventure as well. So he was a really nice guy. He did, he did, but we were probably asking for it,
and we gave him our cards.
Yeah, so hopefully Pat's listening, and there's
Pat.
Your shout out, Pat. So
love your cookies.
Yeah, and that turtle was I've been. I'm looking forward to getting another one of those.
Well, now you're just sucking up.
Yeah, he was really nice. We love it when people are sarcastic because, you know, most cast members are like, have a wonderful day. And Pat was like, go ahead and kiss my butt. You know, I mean, he just didn't. He was very snarky.
Snarky works with you.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, and it's funny because I actually said to him, you know, with that attitude, you should work for that other park up the road. He says, I actually do work for that other park up the road. So it was kind of funny. So, yeah, I kind of like the refreshing attitude. Yeah, snarky works for me, too. So that's cool. So, and if anybody...
Just don't call any kids hyperactive.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think they just meant energetic.
Yeah, but, I think so. But, you know, sometimes young men don't know what to say.
For any listeners out there, I mean, please, if you do happen to recognize us and see us in the park, stop us and say hi.
Well, a lot of them aren't going to recognize us unless we're talking.
Well, if you hear a guy that sounds like Fozzie Bear.
You got it.
That's really tall.
You know what we need to do? We need to commit to all of us going down for and having a Mouse Chat meetup. And only if 3 people show up, that'd be okay.
Okay. Well, I'm game anytime.
Bob has a long way to go to get there. I don't know if he can make it.
Yeah.
You know what? If you'd ever be interested in doing a Mouse Chat meetup, write to us. Write to us at comments@mousechat.net, and we'd like to hear from you.
I'll wear the red dress.
Oh my gosh, yeah. That is worth the price of admission right there.
Wow, well, I'll wear the blue dress, which is doubly worth the price of admission.
Devil with a blue dress on.
Yeah, there you go. It goes with my eyes.
Yes, that goes without saying.
Yeah, that'd be fun to do a Mouse Chat meetup.
Yeah, definitely, and we'd love that. And if anybody happens to be in the parks, you know, New Year's Eve, who's listening to this, and you're going to be in Epcot, look for me among the, other 80,000 people.
How will they know it's you, Bob? Will you have a lampshade on your head?
I will actually be wearing it's a Perry the Platypus hat. It's an Agent P hat. And it's Perry with the agent hat that he wears on the show. And that's what the hat looks like. Yes, they actually sell that.
I knew you guys were looking for it. Okay.
Yes, they sell it, so we found it. And it's really snug, which is why I didn't buy it. But, I figure I'm going to break it. You know, I have a big old dinosaur brain. So,
Yeah, that's what it is.
I have a large head, okay? Thank you. So the one-size-fits-all hat is very snug on my head, but I'm going to buy it anyway. So
people are going to think you're like a big monster.
Size 13.
Let me take picture of Fantasyland expansion.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. Well,
can I bring one last thing up?
Yes.
You can't not let us talk for a week. This is what happens.
No kidding.
I just remembered, and I wanted to ask Lauren, because Lauren probably noticed it. Lauren, when you were in Fantasyland, did you see the ice cream that they had colored pink and green? It's vanilla, but they were selling, in honor of Christmas. Did you see that?
No.
Oh, it was disgusting. I mean, it didn't taste any different, but it just was like, ugh. It was at that Friar. Is it the Friar's? It's next to Winnie the Pooh, the little treat place you can go and get ice cream. It's like soft serve with chocolate fudge.
Yeah, we got ice cream in Tomorrowland.
Okay, yeah, it was really unappetizing. I was like, why did they do that? Nobody wants their.
I missed that.
Yeah, it was nasty. I had to get rid of some snack credits.
I need to travel with you.
I think you should have found me because I was getting really cranky over the fact that I was paying for stuff.
Did you know what I ended up doing with most of I had 11 snack credits left over at around 2 o'clock on Sunday, and we were on our way out of the parks. So I went to the confectionery and bought all my kids' stocking stuffers, and they were so excited to get,
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, they were so excited to get the little coins with all the characters on them and the other chocolate treats.
That's
on Christmas morning. Yeah, mommy's cheap, so.
Hey, you paid for it, so you can use them, so that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, from here, I will go ahead and wrap it up. Thank you for listening, and thank you to pixievacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. If you have listener comments or questions, or if you have an opinion about a Mouse Chat meetup, you can write to us at comments@mousechat.net. And we look forward to being back with you again next week. Thank you.